this jazz band next door, but I couldn't pay for them to get any closer than that. Does anybody want to read? We've reached another open mic interlude. I, for instance, just made a joke about the jazz band, so nowhere to go, but... But it's okay if you don't, too. I've been having a good night.
Do you have any good stuff?
No.
You want to read?
Yeah, sure. Well, I forgot your name, though.
It's David.
David. David, everyone. You had a lot of things to say about bad things from where you were from.
That's not going to help his reading, Mike.
Okay. David.
Every place that was described was, it had, like, interpenetrating badness, sort of holographic. Pervaded all of it. So the doppelganger thing, like, sometimes, you know, people will see doubles of themselves. And I guess Abraham Lincoln, I don't know if he wrote that account himself or if it's secondhand, but supposedly he had seen a doppelganger before. Like, I don't remember exactly.
Before he was assassinated? Or just
Yeah, like a few months before he was assassinated.
Huh.
The last couple of days I've been having these kind of ecstatic experiences. I wrote a poem the other day that I sent to Greg, which I'm not actually going to read tonight, but that was an experience, that was a really weird experience that I didn't really realize I was having it until after I'd written the poem. It wasn't a Molly flashback, though, because I don't know if that's a thing, but it was like kind of like pan, you know, erotic ecstasy of, you know, the cosmos and this present moment kind of deal.
What's, is a Molly, aside from coming out of Molly, the chemical, what is a Molly flashback? What's unique about
it? I don't know if that's a thing. It was just a figure of speech. this is called, this I wrote today, so it's connected to that. And the title, which is sort of tangential to the poem, is A Wall Couch of Glamour and Hurt. A Wall Couch of Glamour and Hurt. I just repeated it. That wasn't the title, wasn't like a repetition. You could throw your heart on a night and it would yearn for the opponent's night, or you can feel it in the sun or in the rain. It's there in your head. The imagination is boundless, flying beyond into places that can't even physically be. The visionary Helen Smith wrote in scripts which don't belong to our realm. Sita faithfully pursued Rama through ages, through countless lives, until she lives from every perspective, even all those of Rama's. So love will proliferate. And through all the cosmos, love is flung as an ever-abiding principle of life, of matter, of energy, and what have you, until it fully exhausts every record and every bit of thing that's imaginable. What magic is the human involvement of reflecting very minutely the mind that processes cosmic information. And we find in ourselves reflected those things outside us, like couches. The mask lies on the floor, misplaced. An argument grows soft and distant.